Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, visibility catalyst and best-selling publisher of Aspire Magazine and the boutique publishing house, InspiredLivingPublishing.com. And what I love about being able to host this show is the extraordinarily gifted woman I get to sit in conversation with and bring those conversations to you. And today we're talking with Marsha Mariner, a transformational wealth coach who provides this safe, beautiful container for women to break out of fears around success, wealth, and visibility. And what we're going to be talking about today is that, believe it or not, we are all born wealthy. And I know that might be triggering some stuff right now, especially if you have a background like mine, like, what do you mean? But actually, encoded in your spiritual DNA is your divine blueprint. This is your soul's wealth. And as Marsha and I will be talking about today, it is possible to break out of old survival patterns and the limited mindset that blocks all of us at one time or another from our true soul's expression. So get ready for an enlightening conversation. Marsha is a transformational wealth coach who, as I shared, provides a safe container for women to break out of fears around success, wealth, and visibility. She's particularly skilled at helping her clients up-level their worth. She's passionate about helping heart-centered entrepreneurs birth their dream business, break their glass ceiling, attract their ideal client, reach more people, and live a purpose-driven life. Co-CEO of the Mariner Center for Human Development, Marsha and her husband, Mark, have run a highly successful wellness center in Massachusetts since 1992. Passionate about supporting new initiatives for our evolving world, Marsha has a keen ability to detect each person's unique blueprint and support their emergence and expansion as they create their purpose-driven life and practice. She also has a global community of heart-powered women supporting each other's emergence and expansion. Welcome, beautiful.
Thank you, Linda. I feel so seen and celebrated and wealthy within just by being with you right now. This is part of the gift of the journey, is walking the walk and being with like-spirited visionaries. So I feel very blessed to have this time with you and your audience.
Oh, I'm excited to bring your message to my audience. You know, you and I have held some great private conversations. I consider you a dear friend. And I said, we got to get this message out there. And that's why I wanted you here today, because there are so many struggling. And I'll be fully transparent. I struggled with everything we're going to talk about today. I struggled with too. And I'm human and sometimes still do. So I wanted to put that out for the audience who thinks that we get there and we never have these fears come up again. So let's dive into what you mean about what that soul DNA blueprint is, because I love just the sound of it makes me feel empowered.
Well, I want to share first that I so resonate with you when you talk about those, you know, struggles that we all have to trust and have faith in the life within us, inscribed within us. You know, at conception is our divine blueprint. And, you know, the first thing we need to remember to do is hear that good news, because that is really good news. And so often in our culture, you know, we tend to be focusing on what's wrong with us, you know, diagnosing ourselves, looking at, you know, the problems and the limitations in our wounds. And if, in fact, what we focus on grows, why would we do that? Why wouldn't we seek out what I call that pearl of great price within us that we were born with? And why wouldn't we seek that like a mother seeks her child with relentless pursuit of that original beauty that's still waiting for our yes. But first we have to know, believe it's there. You know, I had a young woman in my office the other day who's dying in her soul, crushing corporate job, disillusioned, you know, went the academic route, did all the quote-unquote right things, you know, appearance, affluence, and achievement, the three A's. And I looked at her and I said, well, what if I told you there was a deep, a treasure chest of incredible gifts within you, you know, that you could go find and tap? And she just started crying because she never even heard that before, that she was born with this power within her, this wealth of gifts. And that was, to me, that was the beginning of the return for her. So it was just an honor to watch that process unfold.
You know, so many, Masha, I know in my community, and that was my story too. I woke up in a corporate job, and it was entry-level corporate. But that was back, like, God, 27 years ago. And I remember, even though I didn't speak the language that you and I can speak now,
right.
I remember sitting in a cubby looking around, you know, those little office module things,
mm-hmm.
and got that download of my soul is dying. And I did not speak that language. I was not on the spiritual path then, but I know now that I was receiving a message.
Right.
That, because I was looking around, I can still remember what the everything about that little pod I was in, and I changed my life. I resigned from that position and started my first business. And the thing is, Marsha, I had just got off welfare, and I had just got that job and had only been at it 2 years. So to tell my family, I was walking away from the first real job and benefits that I had had. They thought I was crazy. So what you said to that woman, that client of yours, really resonated deeply with me, because I never had anyone that could speak that language to me back then. So I had to uncover it for myself. She is so blessed to have someone that could verbalize what she was feeling but didn't know how to name. I'm getting so emotional because I didn't know how to name it back then.
Yeah.
You gave her the gift of naming it and seeing it.
Wow, I just got chills you telling me that. So thank you. It was such an organic moment between us, and so often those organic moments are so laced with the divine, right? But I couldn't even see it because it's just, you know, what I'm doing, it's just natural to be reflecting that back after all these years. But when I listen to you, it reminds me that it was a moment filled with real grace. And what I hear in what you shared also, Linda, is that you are a pioneer. You know, you are a trailblazer. You were very connected in a really beautiful way to your intuition, and you had the courage to trust that and say yes to it. And this is, you know, it's scary, and everybody around you thought you were crazy, but you knew deep inside, and I would imagine you were afraid, but you had the courage to do that, and now look. That's the miracle of birth, right? You co-created with that knowing inside you when it was not even something, a language people spoke back then.
Yeah, and I certainly didn't. And, you know, I find there's no coincidences, Masha. I'm just realizing that your show is airing December 5th, and yesterday, December 4th, is the 25th anniversary of me being an entrepreneur. I resigned that job on November 4th. Of 1992 and opened my first business December 4th of 1992 with no experience. All because, as you said, my intuition, which I didn't call it that back then,
right,
but my inner pulling led me to follow my desire to serve, and I opened a business. So I find it no accident that here we are talking about purpose and trusting and inner wealth at that time that was so pivotal in my life. So thank you for being here today to remind me of that sacred journey.
Such a mystery, isn't it? Just to see the synchronicity and
how
the energy walk is ahead of us. The intelligent design of the universe is out in front, and it's our, you know, when we can start to see that, it's just a miraculous experience to be in the awe of how this journey works. You know, we get the signs along the way. We can see the miracle, and then you just saw it. Like, that's just incredible.
Yeah.
The airing the day after.
And when you've been on this path for a while, and I'm sure you can relate to this, Masha, as well as the work you do with clients, is once you start to notice divine synchronicities and tap into that, that soul's truth that's always speaking to us, life becomes more magical and synchronistic.
It really does. And when we look back on our lives, too, it's a great way to look at the divine tapestry and how it's woven, because it's not a linear process, right? I was listening to you just now speak about that early awakening, and it brought me back to my early awakening, you know, when I was 25 and was actually at a prayer meeting, and a little Franciscan nun came and spoke about, you know, spiritual growth. And at the time she said, you know, we all have this spiritual part of us inside, and yet many of us are blocked. And none of that, those blockages are us. We have something called this inner being, which is what she called it. And at that point, it was like I knew that she radiated something that I wanted to find within myself. And that was the moment for me of that knowing that I needed to take that workshop. And I didn't question it because it was so clear in me, just like you needed to get out of that job, right?
Yeah.
And that moment was life-changing for me. When I look back now, you know, I'm in the mystery of that because I had just finished graduate school in psychology and I was looking for a model that integrated spirituality and psychology. Nothing existed at that time. And a friend of mine, the manager at a health club, had mentioned this prayer meeting. Now, I wasn't even brought up in this religion. I just decided to give it a try. You know, my spiritual life is very universal. You know, and so I went with an open heart. And this woman just helped me go deep into myself. And for the first time, I connected with this beautiful part of me that we call the being and this inner self, this divine blueprint. And I didn't, it wasn't just an intellectual experience. I experienced it inside me. And that's what changed everything. I've never been one to believe in anything I don't really fully experience. You know, it's like I need to experience it in my flesh. My, you know, and this was life-changing for me to have an encounter with the best part of myself. And that changed the direction of my life work, too, because I was just about to go back to school and get my doctorate. And I started taking every workshop she offered, and I became certified in this approach. And mysteriously, that's also how I met my husband. And so through me moving down my path of a deeper yes to what I intuitively knew was right, my logical mind would have told me to get my doctorate, right? You know, that would be the more traditional, more recognized route of the world. But as I followed my heart and I just moved into what I could feel was transforming me, I met my soul partner, my twin flame, right? So here, that's the mystery too.
That's beautiful. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about the work you're doing in the world, both locally through your center that you co-own with your husband, but as well as personally and stepping out into a bigger global platform. I'm excited to dive in even deeper, Masha. We'll be back in a moment with Masha Mariner of MashaMariner.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America. we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is transformational wealth coach Marsha Mariner of MarshaMariner.com. So, Marsha, your path led you to dive deeper into spirituality, which then led to meeting your twin flame. And you and your husband have been running the really successful Wellness Center, Mariner Center for Human Development, since 1992. Tell us how that unfolded for you and how it led you to this even more expanded work that you're doing now.
Well, I actually met him at a retreat I was doing, and the retreat was looking at what was essential in our lives, not just peripheral. So part of the Divine Blueprint is helping us understand that we all have a variety of gifts within us. Some are essential to our happiness, and some are peripheral. I'll give you an example of my own life. I'm a, very gifted musically. But when I tap into what the essence of my gift is and how I'm meant to serve and what gives me the most fulfillment, deep passion and joy, it's living out these gifts, of the help or of educator, of awakening women in particular right now to their unique blueprint and watching them to conceive and birth, their embody their divine self on the earth plane and serve from that uniqueness that is theirs and theirs alone. So in that workshop, I remember exploring how I was really just feeling that I was just meant to wait and meet the quote-unquote right person in my life, because I was dating someone at the time, and I just had this sense that, this wasn't the right person. It wasn't aligned with, what I was sensing I was meant to do in my life. And it was right after that workshop that I actually met my husband. He had actually come up to the retreat center to meet with the facilitator that was giving the workshop, and our paths crossed in the hallway. And the minute I saw him, I had a profound sense that I'd already known him and that somehow we were going to connect. I'd heard a little bit about him, and he was involved with a program in France that did similar work over there and had come back to the States because he needed to make some more money. He was a lawyer, and he was changing his career to become more into the ministry and personal development work. And so when our paths crossed, I was very interested in what he was doing in France. He was working with a community over there, training to do more pastoral work and bring this program to the States. And so we just started meeting, and it was more about that. I actually went over to France and experienced this community. And the bond just evolved organically over time. And it was actually me when I met him, and I had never met anyone that I felt so incredibly safe with and could share at such a deep level with. And our conversations went deep, like the first time we met. And I actually said to him, I really see a counselor in you, a helper in you. And he hadn't really considered that. He was moving in like more of a ministry direction at the time. And after that, he really got clarity that maybe he was meant to do the same training that I had done, given these workshops through this organization that it's called Personality and Human Relations Institute. It's a nonprofit international training program in many countries. And so he then went into the training for himself. He also went back to graduate school and got a degree at Lesley University in Cambridge in counseling. And we got married, and so he's transferring, leaving the law career. This law career, as he discovered himself, he knew that he wasn't cut out for that, and he was gradually shifting into something else. And so meeting me and us going deeper together, he was also feeling, like I said, this call to move even out of the ministry into doing more counseling, helping relations, self-development workshops. So his graduate program, in addition to his certification program, happened right when our son Matthew was born in 1992. So it all happened right at the same time. We got married in 88, had 4 years together, immersed ourselves in our personal development, spiritual growth, and training. And it all just started to be born right in 1992. So we rented our first little office
I love this.
We job shared. So when I was watching Matt, he would be working with clients. And initially what we did is we saw couples. We did a lot of couples retreats and work with couples together. So my mom would watch Matt, and we would see couples together. We would do retreats. And you know, and then we would job share. So he would watch the baby when I was seeing my clients. And then and a few years later, our daughter Michaela came along. And we actually ended up getting a nicer office at that point because that building was foreclosed. And then and 10 years later, we actually purchased a center in Auburn, which is now where we are. It's a beautiful retreat center. And that, I'm going to segue back to my very first workshop that I discovered, Who Am I? One of the questions was my crazy dream. If I could organize my life, what would it look like? And I said, I could see, you know, myself having a center for healing and growth and doing the exact same work that this facilitator was doing at the time I took the workshop. Now, that was 25 years.
Talk about a vision board, huh?
And I'll never forget, I would say to my husband, whatever happened to that retreat center that I dreamed of? You know, it's not happening.
I love that it all came to be. And
it did.
And the work you're doing now, Marsha, about this sacred wealth blueprint, right? How did that come to be? Like, what made you passionate about teaching this, and how did you discover it in yourself?
Well, it was an amazing journey for me. As I mentioned, the program that I was immersed in was a very deeply spiritual program and with a beautiful spiritual lineage. And yet, because it evolves more from the Catholic Church, really, it's a universal tool, and many of the educators are lay people. And like I said, I wasn't even brought up Catholic. I just experienced something so profound in taking these workshops that it just changed me from the inside out, right? So, but as I'm doing this, one of the struggles I found is because I wasn't involved with being in a religious order or provided for. I needed to figure out how to make a living, right, doing what I came here to do. And so there was always a challenge with me with transmitting something so pure and so sacred and figuring out a way to prosper financially in doing this work, right? So it was sort of a challenge I saw with a lot of people, and even in my practice, I would have people come in, and they wanted to be of service in the world. They wanted to do work that they knew that they'd come here to do. They had this original blueprint. But crossing over into prospering financially is a challenge for a lot of people doing deeply spiritual work because it almost feels too sacred, like, pinch me, you know, I can't believe I'm getting paid for this. And it almost, it's often difficult for people to give themselves permission to, you know, make their living and even prosper financially from what they know is so sacred within them. So I was challenging myself with that, right? I had to come into that on my own, like learn how to, you know, charge better rates and charge people for no shows and all these things that were not easy for me to do as well. But what happened to me was, as I started to value my gifts more and see how important they were, and saw that, you know, this was my pearl of great price, I started to realize that I had something that I was born with this value, and it wasn't just an intellectual thing. I started to grasp it more fully within myself. And as I started to grasp it more fully in myself, I started to realize that perhaps I was giving way more than I was taking in for myself. So there was, like, I started to feel like I was sacrificing too much of my gift and not, you know, and I was invested in my self-care, but I realized that I needed to really make the switch back to taking better care of me. And so this made me think about, you know, was I undercharging? You know, did I need to change the way I lived my practice? And that set me on a quest to start, you know, looking at my own journey and how I was meant to cross over into, was I meant to change form? So this all happened at the same time when my husband and I were giving these incredible retreats and classes and programs. And as I was watching him transmit some of this information, we were teaching people about their unique blueprint, their unique magnificence, moving out of egoic patterns, crossing out of survival into thriving fully, which is what our message is, I started to realize we needed to reach a global community with this message. So those two things were happening at once. You know, I was working way too many hours, and serving more than I was taking in, and I was also sensing we needed to expand to the global community. So that was a big transition for me. What ended up happening, Linda, is that I started to actually cut back on the amount of clients I was helping, and I started to feel free and more wealthy within myself just by giving myself what I needed to blossom and expand. So paradoxically, like right now, to me, when I started to learn about this wealth consciousness, it's totally different. It's not about money, right?
So, exactly. I'm so glad you said that. That's people hear wealth and they associate it with money. It's not. So
So where I am today, let me just go to all this. How do we really live a life aligned with our divine blueprint? Right. It's about coming closer into our hearts and listening. What's going to serve me in the highest good? Well, when we're turned to the spirit within us and we're listening to what's best for ourselves, what's best for us, and we trust that, we say yes to it, we end up being better for the world around us. So everybody benefits. Now, a lot of women, and I was in that too, we end up sacrificing way too much of ourselves. We get to the point where, and I work with women now doing this, working their way back to balance, right? Taking more in for themselves, learning how to value themselves, learning how to feel worthy enough to organize their life around their well-being and make their self-care an absolute necessity and indulging in that. So this whole journey that I've been on within myself has freed me more and more to give myself full permission, to give myself not just what I require in my life, but what I desire, right?
Yes.
So, an example is being here with you today. Like a few years ago, I was on that, working so many hours. I didn't have space in my life. I was in a scarcity mindset, and I didn't, it wasn't like I wasn't living a prosperous life. I was, but I'm going to tell you right now, having got to that level where I was really prospering, I knew that I was meant for more. And that when I started to feel like I was meant to more, what came to me was, well, more was less, more was scaling back, more was giving of myself in a way that allowed me to really enjoy the fruits of everything and have fun and play and create new programs and products. And
I'm so excited that you're bringing this up. And when we come back from our next commercial break, I want to dive deeper into this because it's so important what you just said, that having more is like you have to make space for it, and that means having less and taking things off your plate and having spaciousness. So when we come back, Marsha, let's talk about that some more.
Okay.
And I'll be back in a moment with Marsha Mariner of MarshaMariner.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Beautiful one, if you're living your life by default and feeling disempowered, disconnected, and disenchanted, it's time to tap into your goddess power and use that divine energy to create the magical life of your dreams. As part of the Goddess Lifestyle Alchemy Program, creatrix Lisa Marie Rosati guides you through the 12 aspects of your life while tapping into the archetypes, the four elements, the divine, and practical magic. By connecting to the divine and working with universal laws, your life suddenly shifts from going through the motions and struggles to seeing divine love and purpose in all aspects of your life. If you're ready to design your magical life, visit Lisa at goddesslifestyleplan.com for an abundance of supportive resources.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and today we're talking about your sacred wealth blueprint. And Marsha, right before the break, you said something that was I've discovered in my own life is I used to be a striver, especially when I started my business back in 92. I was out of balance with the masculine and feminine, right? So I would drive myself into the ground thinking, well, the harder I work, the more abundance and spaciousness will come. And then I realized, oh, it doesn't work that way. But I had to find out the hard way. So I loved what you said, that you realized that creating more space in your life brought back your joy. And that's when you realized that wealth could come in. Wealth meaning happiness, joy, abundance, all of it.
Yeah, like pinch me. It doesn't get any better than that. You know, and I think I learned a lesson as I look back. You know, I have the wisdom now to look back on my life. I you know, when I went into this field and said yes to getting my certification and give these workshops, I never forget my father at the time. He's like, "That's great, honey, but how are you going to make your living?" And I remember at that time not caring because I was so in love with what I was doing. And I did trust that I would make money doing this, and I did. But what happened was I started, you know, once we attracted a community and a public, it got to be a point where it was almost too much for me, right? It was, and I loved it so much, but I wasn't getting other parts of me. And those parts started screaming, like, hey, how about me? You know, the almost like these other parts from the background going, pay attention to me. Even if we love something, we can love mothering. We can love, you know, giving workshops. We can love writing. But it's that call to that balance, right? And, you know, when we're born, when we're here to be of service, there is a tendency because we love humanity, we love the world, we love being a light, we love loving, that we can get out of balance. So I think that was the cry within me to come back to balance. And as I valued myself more and saw that I needed to walk the walk, I needed to have the courage to, you know, start to clear out and make way for new. And that was, as I valued myself more and more and started to become more aware of my worth and value, I started to invest more and more in me, which meant taking more time off, having more free time, up-leveling, you know, committing to coaching programs that were going to get me to the next level of my expansion because I felt like I was meant to serve, particularly women, in a much bigger way than I was, having a bigger impact and calling them forth in their journey by taking that journey for myself, right? So as I'm ascending up this mountain, you know, if I'm guiding other women into their value, into their worth, into their self-love, into their divine blueprint, which, by the way, when we're in survival mode and scarcity consciousness and in fight or flight and stressed out, there's no way we can even begin to dream about that, right? So the first thing is to help women take good care of themselves so they can start to get into that dream space a little bit. Or they break down, and that's when they have to start getting into it. But my point is, there's stages of the journey, and I knew that at some point I had reached the limit of where I could take my tribe, my people, if I wasn't going to change form myself. So that's what I've been doing the last year and a half. And so what I've discovered with this new wealth consciousness, I've immersed myself with many of the pioneers in the new wealth consciousness. And I'm actually with one right now for an entire year, you know, doing my own personal work with her. But also I've interviewed many wealth experts. And I've seen all the traits they have in common, which is what my next article with your magazine is going to be. And every single one of them, when I look at the traits they have in common, it's a lot like you, Linda. They were trusting in what they were carrying for the world. And they made themselves available to it. And they said yes, even when they were afraid, right?
Exactly.
And the abundance in their heart that flowed through that automatically attracted people, opportunities, experiences, money into their lives aligned with what they're here to do. And this to me is so exciting. So that's the message. And in particular, I feel that call to with women. And why is that? The reason I feel called to women is because we've been in a culture, this is my own opinion and my own experience, that devalues the divine feminine gifts. You know, for example, human service workers. You know, I'm a counselor. You know, when we get out of graduate school, we're pretty much told, you know, we're going to make terrible money, right? Why should we have to, you know, be poor when these gifts are so valuable? Like, there's nothing more important on this planet than love, right? And caring for humanity and valuing human beings and teaching them, you know, how to grow and care for themselves and care for our children and, you know, teachers, you know, so child care workers. These are the least valued financially, right? And so when I watch women come in and under that spell of unworthiness and unentitlement to, you know, making great money, doing what they came here to do, I want to wake them up and say, no, it is possible. It is possible. And I want you to trust, help learn and trust in your divine gifts. And then I also feel like we as women need to support one another first in creating a safe container for them to even dare to dream that it's possible for them to live the life they imagined, the life they dreamed, and the life they know they're meant for, but also to, you know, what I call it is mentoring, you know, holding their hearts, you know, holding their hand in their hearts, you know, taking them under my wing. So I do a lot of mentoring around that. I just had a woman the other day, I'll be quick about this because I know our time's running out, but this woman has had profound intuitive and psychic gifts and has always dreamt of living that out, right? But she came. She was born into a world and a culture and a family that was, you know, devalued that. And so she's been dying in a corporate job. And after listening to my last summit, she's finally going, oh, my God, like, I know I have this within me. And I'm going to step out and trust and start to co-create with this divine gift I have because I'm depriving myself of who I am and I'm depriving the world of this gift that I've been given. And that's, I just celebrate every time I see that because she's blossoming into her true essence and starting to value her sacred, which is scary and makes us very, very vulnerable because a part of us may have said, never again am I going to even let myself go there, you know. It's our sacred and most tender spot within, and you know, in a world that doesn't see it, doesn't recognize it, doesn't value it, well, we need safe containers, safe supportive circles for that initial conception to even begin to happen for us.
It's so true, and when we talk about wealth in this conversation, when you mention the word sacred gifts, I've come to believe that we were born with our own very, very unique gift of service, right? And that our job in the human body and on the human path is to do the inner work to uncover the layers of muck that we accumulated in our time on Earth, to uncover those sacred gifts and then have the courage to follow through and birth them to the world. But I know that once we do that and name the gift and share it and embrace it, you know, that unique thing that we're here to do that no one else can do, that's when true joy, love, abundance comes.
It's like a birth of a baby. Really, it is. I call it the divine baby. What a beautiful time of year to be talking about this, because when I think about this stage, you know, where it gets darkest, and we're looking for that light within, you know, we all have that inner divine child within us just waiting for us to go get that part of us, that original purity, innocence, joy, creativity, spontaneity. You know, if we watch children, we can see it so clearly because they just go about being who they are organically, right? And they just trust their process, and yet some point along the line, our mind comes in, is this okay? Is this right? We're told we can't trust that. We're told, you know, this dream's too big, and that light gets dim. And all we're doing in this work is going back to unearth that which was there at the very beginning. And it's so us. It's so natural that sometimes it can feel almost unfamiliar because we've been away from it so long. But it really is like returning home, like when, you know, Glinda says to Dorothy, you had the power the whole time to go home, just rub those ruby slippers. We're coming back to who we were at the very, 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 very beginning. of our conception. And I call it our immaculate conception because I do believe that there's an original perfection in each of us. And when we're aching and yearning and lonely and seeking, you know, in our culture in particular, you know, many women, we've been taught to look for it outside, you know, and, well, if we serve more, if we give more, if we do this, if we do that, we're going to be fulfilled. Well, you know where that ends up getting us: bankrupt, spiritually and emotionally depleted, burnt out, disillusioned, because that which we were seeking was within us the whole time, right?
Yes. I spent most of my life looking outside myself for love, validation, especially young all the way up to probably late 30s, early 40s when I dove deeper, and I'm 55 now.
Yes.
And it's almost like the moment you realize and you have the awakening of, oh, my God, I spent all those years looking out there. It was down it. It was here all this time. And then it becomes this beautiful, sacred journey, knowing that within me is everything I need.
You got, exactly. We're wealthy within. So you just, that's the message, right?
Yes.
Why are we seeking it outside when it, you know, we are wealthy within, right?
And when we own that, and when we own it and really get it and embrace it, that's when wealth is able to flow through us. Wealth of every kind, not just money. Wealth of every kind, because then we're in alignment, and it's like the universe comes up and meets us.
That true, like just being with you, you know, the way that unfolded for me was part of it. Me just stepping out, trusting that I was meant, you know, because 2.5 years ago, you know, my husband and I had just finished giving a 2-year intensive program for what's called a program for multipliers, heart centered service in the world. It was beautiful, but I could feel in myself that I knew I needed to move in a different direction and move into the global community. He wasn't really feeling that movement, so we were separating energetically and going further into our uniqueness, even though we understood, you know, that there was a unity at the level of our bond, right? But if I hadn't stepped out like that, and it was challenging, and I needed to invest in money and programs, and it was sort of a river that was not linear, winding, I end up with you, you know, and the way that all happened just so organically.
So it was... it's exactly what we were just talking about a second ago, that once you align with your truth, even though you're afraid,
right,
the universe will support you. And we're going to jump over to break, and I want to talk about the Heart Powered Women's Community that you have and what's going to be evolving from that. I'm excited to hear all the details.
Okay.
And we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Inspired Conversations, and with me today is Transformational Wealth Coach Marsha Mariner. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shimoff shares, "The answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love." The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful, and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Love today at beinglovebook.com and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. So, Masha, I just love the phrase heart-powered, right? It's like, what led you to create the group and, you know, give it that name and everything else that you're doing under that umbrella?
You know, that song, Working My Way Back to You, Babe. That's a long, I'm dating myself with that song by the Spinners. Working My Way Back to You, Babe.
Hey, I know that song.
Well, we sing that to ourselves at the Heart Power Women's Gatherings, but Working Our Way Back to Me, Babe, you know, with a burning love inside.
That's beautiful.
So I guess what I'll say to you around that is that when I started graduate school, I took a one-week immersion in psychology of women, and it was at that moment I had a clear knowing that I was meant to go into private practice and I was meant to serve women. It was so strong in me, and then I started, you know, moving into more spiritual work and did these workshops for myself, became certified, etc. My husband and I started giving a lot of different workshops for men and women. And I said to him, Mark, I feel like I'm meant to serve women. And he'd say, well, what's wrong with men? I'm like, there's nothing wrong with men. I love men. But I'm meant to serve women, right? But I didn't really listen to that part of me, you know, and I see that now because it had been there since the very beginning. But about a year and a half, ago, perhaps, it was just about then that I started awakening to my own feminine power in a way that I had not really done before. You know, it was there, I was living it, but I wasn't as conscious of it as I was. And so I started to return to this original calling I had. And as I started coming into my power and balance my male-female energy, I started to get this movement inside me. It's time to gather women. Time to gather women, gather the life force, gather the life force. So I just started inviting all these women. Now, I only invited women that I knew were of the heart center. And I made that very clear in the invitation because I've had a lot of women come through the center. Some are here to work on their problems. They're not interested in diving deeply, but some were clearly about transformation and about serving the world. And I'll give an example of how that would work. They'd come in, they'd sit in my office, and I would share something, and they'd say, oh, my God, like, I just had an insight, and I know, oh, my God, I'm affecting my child like that. Like, I don't want to do that anymore. Oh, my God, like, I just want to make a bigger impact on the world. And I would see the minute they took something in for themselves, they wanted to know how they could use that to serve the world. And I found that so beautiful because it was that heart center that wanted to use everything in their lives to grow and be better for their children and be better for whatever their calling was. And so those are the women I gather. And so we've been meeting once a month at the center, and we also have a Facebook community. It's a secret community, and I post this about every other day. So there's a beautiful circle happening of women stepping into their divinity, their worth, their value, mastering their mindset, and having a collective sisterhood so that they always feel held in that container. And then they come in and, you know, they feel the safety and the love because it's just a very high vibration of heart-centered people. So we start with a heart-centered meditation. I do a little training, and then we break up into small groups. And actually my vision right now is to create multiple circles of heart-powered women like this from this original program. So some of the inner circle now, really I can feel, are ready to create and birth their own groups and spread the love, spread the light, spread this vibration so that we can create these circles where women can conceive of their value, their worth, their divine blueprint, and then have a sacred, safe circle to birth and launch their true self, whatever that is in the world. So it's kind of happened just organically. So we're just at the very beginning of maybe the next stage of that as I create new programs.
Yeah, I can feel the energy. Like, I feel like the vision you just shared, it has this beautiful vibration to it. And I believe, you know from our personal conversations, I believe when women come together in collaboration, in intention, that magic happens.
Yes.
And I've been using a feminine collaborative model for many years now. One, I think it's because I was drawn to it because it felt so inclusive. And I had to,
right.
And in the past I had existed in a, when Aspire was much younger, when she was a print mag, I had a try to exist in the print publishing and marketing paradigm that existed at that time. And I always felt like this, you know, square peg trying to get into a round hole. And
right.
Now I make sure, like you, that I create everything with intention, whether it's a book I'm launching, a magazine, a community. It doesn't matter. To me, it matters that we come together in a circle, because a circle just has so much power. So I think it's beautiful that you're creating these containers for women to step into, feel loved, and then from there they find their power. They go out and start a circle, and I can just see this ripple effect.
Yeah. And it's just so fulfilling. When sometimes I'll sit there in the groups, and sometimes, you know, they're larger than other times, and I just watch all these women sharing deeply in these little circles with each other, and it just fills my heart. You know, it's probably like a family gathering, you know, where everybody's having fun and sharing and opening and growing, expanding, and their energies are all collectively creating a higher vibration for everybody. And I'm watching the miracles happen in their lives right now, you know? And so it's the miracle of birth, really, the spiritual birth. And so there's an example of wealth. It just pinched me. It doesn't get any better than that, to be part of the sacred birthing and then to ripple that out into the world. So everybody that yearns for it can have an experience of what it feels like to be deeply safe, seen, and valued, and treasured, and heard in their original blueprint, and not have it be poo-pooed. You know, I have people come in and go, this is the safest place I've ever, you know, I can actually tell you that I see auras. And whatever it is, they come out and all these things about them that they never told anybody, you know. And it's valued and seen, and they leave feeling more in love with themselves, right? Because, you know, we talk a lot about self-love, but, oh, I have to love myself. Well, the truth is, like, you know, we do need to experience others, you know, and safe relationships, because we become who we are through one another, right? And if we have people in helping us reflect back who we are, it really helps us realize things about ourselves that we didn't even know existed, like you just did with me a little while ago. Like, that helped me see something in me that was just like breathing. Right.
Yeah, because, see, that's your sacred gift. So you found your sacred gift, you're living it and sharing it. But I think sometimes we forget how powerful that gift is, because we're so used to it. But to the outside world, those who we're serving, they're like, oh, my God, what a gift that is. But we forget it sometimes, right, because it's come so natural to us, like breathing. So I'm glad I was able to hold up a mirror for you to remember your amazing power and the gifts that you're sharing with these women.
Thank you. And one last thing I want to say about that, that's what I mean by value, right? Like, we tend to not notice the things that are most valuable about ourselves, because it is like breathing. It's so natural and organic that we walk on by it without a second look, right? But if we took a second look and said, oh, my goodness, this is my pearl of great price. How come I never noticed that about myself? I love that about myself. And when we're women and those things have been devalued, such as I was always a highly sensitive person, right? To love that about myself rather than, you know, think it was the thing I needed to get rid of, it was a whole turnaround for me, right? So I want to encourage all of our listeners to pay attention to what comes naturally to them without strain, ease and grace. And don't just say, oh, that's nothing. No. Take a second look, make a fuss over that, and be on your knees at that, because that is your sacred. And it's that easy at times, but sometimes our mind thinks we have to make it a struggle to be, you know, figure out who we are. No, it's actually the opposite. We already are that. We just have to say yes and be conscious of it when we're living it. One last thing, a lot of my clients, you know, are living this part of themselves, but they're not conscious, so they're not nourished by their own beauty. They're robbed of their own ability to breathe in their own fragrance. Right? Other people are. But we often are living out who we are, and we have no clue. So we're not imbued by our own essence enough and bathing it like a wick in oil. So we're not nourished from within. And this is what I really encourage every listener to do. Don't let other people just be nourished by you. Work your way back to receiving from within your own self, so that we can be in the light within and bathing and immersing in it first for ourselves. We just automatically become that for other people without doing anything, really.
And that's such a beautiful message to leave our listeners with, because sometimes when we forget, as you said, to nourish ourselves. And when we nourish ourselves, we can shine brighter, which illuminates the path for others. So thank you for that beautiful
You're
piece
welcome.
Of wisdom.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank you for joining me today, Marcia. And I want to thank the listeners for listening in. And I invite you to join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for the Inspired Conversations radio show. For even more inspiration, I invite you to subscribe to Aspire Magazine. It's a free subscription. And in fact, Marcia's a featured contributor in the upcoming issue, so make sure you grab your free subscription. You can do that at subscribe2aspire.com. Until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.